Friends, I'm not sure how many of you are taking an interest in the World Cup, or maybe even collecting the cards or the stickers for the World Cup in 2022. Whenever I was a little lad of 8 years old, way back in 1986, like all my friends in school and the lads down the street that we played with, everybody was really, really excited about the World Cup in Mexico. And we were all collecting the stickers. I remember having a big pile of swaps about that thick and being able to swap with all of our friends and get this sticker album filled. It was an exciting World Cup. Many people believe it was really Maradona's World Cup who brought Argentina to victory. Some people believe that no player has ever excelled as well in a World Cup as Maradona did away back there in 1986. It was a wonderful World Cup as well because Northern Ireland had qualified that year for the World Cup in Mexico, and so many people were excited. I don't think they really did all that well. They had to play against Brazil, but they held their own. They didn't do too badly, but they didn't get to the World Cup finals. And there you have the Northern Ireland team from 1986. Big Pat Jennings, I think he was the oldest player in the tournament that year. Norman Whiteside here, one of the youngest. And here's Alan McDonald, who sadly passed away. He was a great player too. Jimmy Nicol, Jerry Armstrong, Sammy McElroy, Billy Hamilton, and Coleraine's own Jim Platt. Who could forget Jim Platt? But the thing about this was, that was, I think, the only sticker album that I ever completely filled. My mum was so good to us. My brother and I collected them 12p a pack of stickers back there. The Panini stickers, 12 pence. I think they're a lot more nowadays. And we did our best to collect the stickers and swap with our friends. And eventually we were able to send away, I think if you didn't have the last maybe 16 stickers or something, you were allowed to send away for those special mail order. But there it is. Not one empty place or space in this Mexico 86 album. So it's a prized possession. We've had it all of these years. It's starting to get a bit tatty and starting to fall apart, but still means a lot to us, just for the nostalgia of the whole thing as well. England's there too, Peter Shilton and a young Gary Lineker, who won the Golden Boot, I think, back in 1986. But every space in the book is filled. Now, the Word of God speaks about God's book, the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's my conviction, I know many people might disagree, but it's my conviction that every place in God's heaven, every place in God's kingdom will be filled. I believe that the cross work of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ was an absolute success. I believe he died effectually and effectively to save a people. At the Last Supper he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for many, for the remission of sins." Ephesians says that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The Savior was able to pray before going to the cross, "Of all that the Father has given me, I have lost none." And then in John chapter 6 and verse 37, the Savior said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." John chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." And yet the great challenge is, whenever the books are opened in that day, and the Lamb's Book of Life is opened, those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, those who are wedded as the bride of the Lamb, those whose names are written in the Book of the Lamb, can I challenge you? Can I ask you, will you be there? When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." The success of God's great plan of salvation. It's not a failure. It's not a failed plan. It's well executed. Whom the Lord justified, them he also glorified. But you have a responsibility. The Bible says, John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Can you say for sure that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, just as the names of all of the people who participated in the 86 World Cup are written in this book, and their pictures are there, their names are there, the details are there. Will your name be in the Lamb's Book of Life? Will you be in heaven? Have you come to Christ? There is such a thing, friend, as the free offer of the gospel. God invites men and women to come. And him that cometh to me, the Saviour said, I will in no wise cast out. I trust today that you'll make absolutely sure that you're the Lord's, you belong to Christ, and that you'll have that wonderful assurance and joy in your heart that whenever the roll is called up yonder, that your name will be there. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.